all you unmasked players. This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for November 15th, 2021. This week's nail polish is I Kinda Lilac You. I am getting so good at inventing these names, y'all. Maybe I should change careers. Anyways, I Kinda Lilac You, a Libby, Halo Andy, Jacrispy King, and Turcubist, because y'all got it right! Congrats! So, a little bit of housekeeping. I'll be visiting our favorite chameleon up in the north next week, so there won't be an episode next week. I'm not sure if there's gonna be an episode the week after that, because I have another little something for you in the works that will take priority. So I might just catch you back here in December. Yeah, we'll find out together, I guess. Okie dokes. League A. JNails won against Sycamatic and negative tied Johns. This means that Sycamatic is now tied in number one position with NA Smith 99. Over in B tier, Mick held on tied to the top spot in his division. That's B1. He's ahead by half a win before Sammy. Technically, he can still be challenged by BobbyDJ18 if BobbyDJ clean sweeps Marcus and then wins a tiebreaker against Mick. We will have to wait and see. Jerry Dot overtook Singlety at the top of B2. There are still a lot of matches left to be played in that division, so it's all pretty much still up in the air, I'd say. Over in C1, SweetJan33 took the top spot back from Lemon Spawn this week. In C2, four of the six players are at 67% right now, but Furcol remains in number one for now. Cyrusk remains at the top of C3. Cider01 stays in number one position in C4. Halo Andy snatched first position back from Iris42 this week and is now safely through to C with 67% and 5. Congratulations! And similarly, Team OK overtook Namek in the lead of D2 and is now also safely through to C with the same exact results as Andy, 67% and 5. Congratulations to you as well. Well done. No changes in D3. Mort remains a number one. In D4, Huevos Locos snuck past Jean-Michel to the top of the division. Lord Alex took number one from Jared this week. Zemo B stays at the top of E2, as does BSpar29 in E3. The Administrator snuck past FR Youngtra to the top of E4 this week. Bitter Worm Coil took over number one from Scoba27 in E5. She now has 71% in 21 games. In E6, Alunic and U Exodus are now tied in number one position. Grass Wanderer overtook DDX Frog at the top of E7. They currently have 75% in 4. And Ich Bin Da remains at the top of E8 and is safe to promote to D next season. Congratulations! He currently has 68% in 28 games. Which brings us to the significant lead shoutout. Y'all, I'm very happy to see the community stepping up. You were all like, what? Only 4 new club members last week? Not on my watch. So now we have 30 plus new people. Thank you. And they are Furcol and Amoff at 11 and Cyrusk in C tier. Halo Andy and Team OK and Mort in D tier. Lord Alex, Zemo B, Bitterworm Coil, Grass Wanderer, and Ich bin da in E-Tier, Sporting Elijah, DVD English, Putja, and Nessuno in F-Tier, Clam Chowda, Steelers 997, and Lauda in G-Tier. Hi, Lauda! Lauda is in my division and is killing it! In H tier, we have, you know, this is GG666, Ari Brown 714, Longcon, Kehebo, Stone Mason, Eshika, and Koila. In I tier, we have PSP Rig 97, Jibe, and Phoenix Rising. And in J tier, John Saintois, Doug Bean 67, Lumamu, GZ, or is it GZ? Pager, Irate Beggar, RoboCop 1, not to be mixed up with RoboCop 1, RoboCop, TDPF 103, Bienchen 1, and Elvi Ernesto Caju Cajuga. I don't speak Spanish. So, well done, all of you. Congratulations. The Dominion Online Championship has come to an epic conclusion this weekend. NA Smith 99 and Silly Potter battle it out on Saturday. It was a tense match. I don't think I have to go into detail here since all of us were there to watch. NA Smith pulled through and is our old new back-to-back champion. Congratulations. What a year for him. And Silly Potter is a very honorable second place. Coming in third, our captain, RTT. And of course, J Nails in fourth place. Congratulations to all of you. Well done. Well played. Thank you for the show. So for Masked Player, the ceremonial unmasking took place last week in the most loving of ways. Shout out to A. Libby for composing these wonderful blurbs. They were so cute. Most of my guesses have been correct, and I'll gladly share my thought process with you. So, J Nails as Seize the Night was pretty obvious, I felt, after one of the very first games with the Crypt Buy and the general friendly trolling. Xyrix as Ill-Gotten Brains was also kinda easy just from playstyle and temper. NA Smith 99 as Card-Shaped Thing was, if I recall correctly, actually NA Smith himself. Who gave it away. That was the week where he played J Nails three times in a row for the Championship A-League and Masked Player. So since I was already fairly certain that Seize the Night was in fact J Nails, it was kind of... Yeah, I don't know, I just took him by his word when he said, well, this is the third match we're playing this week. Oh, and Recycle Garbage as Unsexy Vampire was, to me, pretty obvious just from how you were in chat. Yeah, but shout out to you. You have the best poker face, actually. So when I did the interview, the championship interview with RG, we were talking for a while, and I never even considered asking him if he was a mask player, because, like, I mean, I asked NA Smith and J Nails, and they were both like, and I never even considered asking RG because I was like, oh no, he's gonna be too busy, he's not gonna have time to play, and so I was just like telling him about trying to trick the others into admitting they are in fact playing, and he was like, oh yeah, and kind of like chatting me up about the thing and telling me that he came up with a couple of the names and stuff, and then weeks later I find out, wait a minute, this person is like very cute in chat, it kind of seems familiar, can this be my RG. So that was fun, actually. Oh yeah, and then he tipped me off, you tipped me off about Spooka. And the last person, oh yeah, no, I don't think Shauna and you were my pick for Dan Brooks. I thought Dan Brooks was someone else. But yeah, the finals was Johns v NA Smith 99, and NA Smith added another tournament win to his impressive list of wins. Congratulations! Truffles came in third, and Chiror came in fourth. This tournament was so much fun. Thanks again to Cave and Alibi for setting it all up. And thanks to all our masked players who played along and had us all guessing. So much fun. So much fun. Over in Size Games, we crowned some winners, baby. In Big Games, Cyrusk and J. True Piano played the grand finale, and Cyrusk took it away in Game 5. This was a lot of fun to watch, and it was a lot of fun to commentate as a trio with Jekyll and Teemo K. I kind of feel like Jekyll and I might have started a tradition here, commentating Big Games Finals. Congratulations to Cyrusk, our new Big Games champion, on his win. The men 0613 and AJL828 played the Medium Games grand finale, and AJL pulled through, crowning themselves Medium Games champion. Congratulations. And finally, Bintian and I played the Epic Bestie Derby Part 2, aka Small Games Grand Finale, and I won! I am the new Small Games champion! I am so happy! Also, I would like to know if this constituted the first ever all-female tournament finale. So, Dominion Chroniclers, please sound off! Well, my personal week in games. I won Small Games! I'm really very happy. This is my first ever tournament win. I am very proud of myself. I'm a very happy panda bear. I finished League and I will stay in G. This is the first time in 6 seasons that I'm not going up or down. I'm also at exactly 50%, so I don't know. G seems to be a good spot for me. I also finished my quadruple E run with 2 matches yesterday. I played a very nice match against Derpa, who was kind enough to talk me through the boards. It was very, very pleasant. And after that, I played against Freaky, who was very civil in Freaky terms. I feel very shabby about the tie I got through just like mirroring literally everything that he did in game one. That did not feel great at all. But here we are. Overall, I'm now done with all the current tournaments, and I gotta say it was all a bit much these past couple weeks. So I'm honestly happy to get a longer break now. I think I'll just be good with League next month and whenever the next Medium Games starts. I'm in Medium Games now! I'm so happy! I'm so happy. So, a Big Games final. Cyrusk, J. True Piano. Game 5. The board had Page, Camel Train, Guide, Familiar, Miser, Research, Counterfeit, Cursed Village, Haunted Woods, and Sentry. And then we had Way of the Pig and Keep. Spectchat was enraged about the fact that neither of the players bought a Camel Train. But in the end, those of us who were still awake, and I have to exclude myself here, were impressed by Cyrusk buying out all provinces in 2 turns. And he did that mostly by denying J.True all but one sad little haunted woods, getting a champion activated, and two heroes feeding the counterfeits. It was very stylish indeed. Which brings us to the preview. So there is a lot going on today. So I guess when this drops, there will be a match between Burning Skull and Cyrusk for C. There will be Jane Ales v Negative for A. There will be Spiraler v Chorus for C. Later tonight, 21 UTC, Assemble Me will play Orange Person for C. At 22 UTC, WJ11 will play 8192128 for D, and J.True will play Earl for C. Tomorrow, that is Tuesday, 20 UTC, Jacrispy King will play Nezala for Big Games. Wednesday, 18 UTC, Xerix will play Geridot for League B. Jantgris will play Spiraler for C at 19 UTC, and also at 19 UTC, Burning Skull will play Gamesu. At 22 UTC, wait. WJ11 v 8192128 is listed again. Well, they'll either play Tuesday or Wednesday, 22 UTC. Thursday, 1 UTC, Shanahan will play N.A. Smith for A, of course. Friday, 16 UTC, Nezala will play AJL A28 for Big Games. Saturday, 2015 UTC, Sherwell will play Assemble Me. If it weren't UTC, my guess would be that Assemble Me, you want to watch Tagesschau, and then you're okay with playing. And Sunday, 16 UTC, Nezala will play Bitter Worm Coil for Big Games, and 19:30 UTC, Shoror will play Yuma for League C. And, whoa, that's late. The Saturday after next, so November 27th, 14 UTC, Shanahan will play Negative. Which is a bummer because I'll be traveling. And I don't think I have watched a single A-League match this season. Have I? I'm not sure. Quite sad. Anyways, that's it for the preview. And now we've reached Spec Chat. I just wanted to share some thoughts on music in general, because I have this epic playlist now that I put together for my matches, and I really, really enjoy it. It's growing. I kind of threw anything and everything in there, and sometimes I'm removing songs, like especially ones that I can't really, like, I like, but I can't really sing to, because obviously it's a playlist for me to sing. And then, like, every now and again, new songs come to my mind, or I remember some songs and I add them. And it's been interesting to revisit some of the songs that I've listened to a lot when I was younger. So particularly some songs where I just never really stopped to think about the lyrics and was a little shocked at times. So there are two songs, for example, about suicide, or, well, one song in particular is, like, very, very scary. It's from a French, I don't know, pop emo band. I'm very bad with genres, so that's that. But they are like very, that it's a very romanticizing song about like suicide, and that was very, very strange to listen to it again. What else was there? Oh yeah, and also like I'm a huge fan of Amanda Palmer and Dresden Dolls. Like I'm not familiar with all of her work, but I do I have a lot of admiration for her. But like going back and listening to Yes Virginia, the record, it's like it's very strange. Like a lot of the songs just don't hold up. Which is kind of sad. And I still enjoy listening to them, but some are just strange, like very strange, like looking at them now. But also, I don't even know, I should probably look it up. I mean, it must be 20 years now as well, right? But something that is like really strange to me is that there is the last song on that record is Sing. And I could swear, okay, so it's 2006, Yes Virginia. Okay, 15 years. Well, I mean, a lot has happened in 15 years. Yeah, so Sing, the last song. I could swear that she sings, like, the first line is, there's this thing that's like, fucking accept you don't fuck. But on Spotify, the first line is, there's this thing that's like, touching except you don't touch. And I haven't done any research on this, but for some reason, I'm like, convinced that it's with fuck and not with touch. And I'm very, I don't know. I don't know what happened there. I don't know if I just am 100% convinced of something that is not real. Or if they have changed it. Which, like, admittedly does not seem likely. And also, you can definitely swear on Spotify. Like, it's not bleeped. Anyways, songs from my past. Fun and an interesting experience for sure. And an enigma about the Dresden Dolls Sing. Very strange. But that's what I wanted to share with you, and that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, and I will catch you all sometime soon. The game has ended. Bye!